Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw Neflos Rabos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach, and the Yesod HaDvarim is that there are really two punishments that are going on over here in the parasha of Lot, of the overturning of stone, and that is that there's the Gufris Ve'esh Min HaShemayim, and that's directly from God. And in addition, there's the Hafichat Ha'arim, the overturning of the cities, and that's the act of the Malach. Obviously, Malachim don't act independently of God, but it's indirectly from God, directly from the Malach. And the Gufris Ve'esh starts at Alot HaShachar. It starts at Dawn, and the Afichas Arim starts at Nates when the sun goes up. So that's a tamtzis of what we learned until now. And now we're going to take it further. Me'atani rakach, omer moreinu v'rabeinu, me'or einenu l'shmo l'zuchot ha'avat nefesh v'bitov etzitzel. Sh'omnam nilkach lot michutz la'arim. Lot had to be taken out of the cities, because otherwise, lo uchal, like the Malach says, I can't overturn the cities as long as you're there. That's the Malach talking. Because as long as Lot is there, he can't overturn the cities, because if he overturns the cities, then Lot is going to get it too. Once everybody else gets it, Lot's getting it too. So therefore, the Malach says, 1922, go run away. I can't do anything until you get there. I'm not going to turn over the city, but I have to. You run to Mitzar and to Tzoar. But I can't do anything until you go. That's legabe overturning the city. But legabe gufris ve'esh min ha'shamayim, it's not totally in that. Ubefrat shekanal etchil inyan ze kvar me'alot ha'shacha. That's a different zach. The gufris ve'esh min ha'shamayim, that's from God. That already started at Alos. And that's when he left stone, as we see. In verse 15, so that's Alos HaShachar. But he hasn't yet gotten to Tzoar. So he could still be smitten by the Gufris and Esh. However, he had the schus of Avram that saved him. And that's what we have in the Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin, that he also was Marshia. He also was evil, Rabbi Lot. But he had the schus of Avram. And that's what saved him from the Gofris in Eish, from Alos HaShachar. And we spoke about in the previous shir that when God is giving punishment, it can be very individual. So you could give it to one, not the others, like with the bara. The Yarei Hashem didn't give them the bara. The bara didn't hit them, even if they didn't take a refuge inside. So here also, the Gufris Ve'esh is going to hit Lot, as long as he has the schus of Avram. Aschut Avraham, hisham dalo. So we have pasuk Yud Zayin. Ahara himaleit penti safe. Rashi says, what do you mean? Ahara himaleit penti safe. Eitzel Avraham barach, shehaya yoshev bahar. He runs to Avram. Avram was sitting in the mountain, as it says in the pasuk, Bereishis 12:8. Ve'atek misham ahara. Vahainu, that through this, through running away to the Har, Lot is miskasher to Avram. Afal pi, that earlier on, Lot had distanced himself from Avram, but now he's reconnecting, and he has the schus of Avram. He's going to be saved by schus Avram. Lachain, ein kan inyan shel maherim alet. So the mouth doesn't have to say to rush, because there's nothing to rush for, because he's mitzad haficha belav hachi. It's not happening till he leaves the cities. Right? The malach is going to wait until he leaves the cities to do the haficha. And mitzad, right, because he says, I can't do it until you leave. And mitzad the gafris ve'esh, he's going to be saved by Schus Avram. There's really no reason to rush. Ma'ish kan lemaher. However, Lot says in verse 19, Va'anochi lo uchali malei tahara, pen tidbakani hara'a v'mati. So, as Rashi explains, Lot is saying, I don't want to run to the mountain. Rashi kan omer, I don't want to go to Avram. You know why? Because I'm going to look really bad. You know, when you compare with Avram Avinu, you're going to look bad. You don't want to look so bad. Because then I'll get it from Hashem. When you're in Stom, you're a tzaddik. You know, if you want to be a big tzaddik, move to Alabama. However firm you are, you'll be the firmest person in Alabama. Probably. Since there's a Chabad family there. I'm sure there's a Chabad family there. But definitely be one of the biggest tzaddikim in Alabama. But if you move to Kiryat Sefer, if you move to Bnei Barak, if you move to Yerushalayim, if you move to Ramat Beit Shemesh, if you move all these places, it's not so easy to be the big tzaddik anymore, right? You got a lot of great people around, Baruch Hashem. So here also, you don't want to run to Avram. He's going to look bad in the face of Avram. And then Vamati, I'm going to die. לכן נאמר לו עכשיו, מגיעים עכשיו לפסוק הבא, הנה נעיר זאת קרובה לנו שמה, והיא מצער, אם אל תנע שמה, הלא מצער ידחי נפשי. So I wanna go to Mitzar instead. And then, he said, I'm not going to turn over the city. מהר, פסוק חוף בייס, Maher imaleit shama ki lo uchal lasas davar b'ruach Hashem. He says, run, I can't go, I can't do anything till you go there. Mishum shim lo imaher, kivan she'en lo zchut, yitachen she'yipaga me'eish v'gofrit. Achshav hu mistaken, now he says, rush. You know why you have to rush? Because now you don't have the school. Don't forget about the turning over the city. That's not happening yet. But I'll tell you what is happening. What is happening is the Gafritz Veish. You might get the Gafritz Veish. So, gich. Tzich lizdares, fast. In Taka, we see this in the Torah Shleim, Anos Kuf Zayin, from the Psikta Rabosi. Kshamalachem ha-yofchum ha-estorm ha-tzin la-asib b'sus avro ma'amru lo-harim le-penti sefeh. בסור שלא שרה גדול למטה לחץ לו, אמר להם אינו יוכל, שכבר אמר לך אומר לי פריד, לא אוכל עם עלי טהרה. So when the Malachim were hoifich stone, and were saving him in the merit of Avram, what did they say to him? They said to him, run to the mountain, escape to the mountain, lest you die. Then he says, I can't, because he already said to me, separate. And therefore I can't go to the mountain. So what we see from this is that the nidon of Ahari Malait is the Schus Machmas Shechus Ol Avram. Ahari malei penti safe, bischusu shel oso ahar hagadol, nimlata lecha etzlo. And the merit of that great man, who's that great man? Avraham Avinu. And in his merit, you're going to be able to escape to him. So you see that the issue here is when he says to him to fast, quickly run to the mountain, it's because you have the schus of Avram. First, when it says Ahari Malet Pensi Safeh, earlier on, it says because you have the schus of Avram, like we said. And then Lot says, no, I can't. So I have no shaychus to Avram. As Avram said, he pardoned on me alive. No, I have no schus. That's exactly what we're saying. Ah. So now he loses his shaychus to Avram. So now he has to say to him, all right, go fast then. But until now, when the issue was Hahari Malay Penti Safeh, the issue is that he had the schus of Avram. That's what we have in Pasuk Yedayim, when he says, we're talking about the schus of Avram. And then he says to him, all right, but I have no shaychus anymore. Oh, you have no shaychus, you have to run fast now. So according to this, it would appear as follows. The Yerachaim writes, Pasuk Yetes, Lachor Meman of Shechwi Bakasha. If Tzohar is going to get punished, Mala Sasa, they have overgone their credit, they're done. So then, what is the Bakasha going to help? Because what happens in Pasuk Yotes, he named Matzachachin Abdachachin Beinecha, but Tagdelcha Azdachacher Sisa Imadi Lachris is Napshi. Ranochi lo uchal Limale Tahara. Pented Bakani Aravamati. He says, you're so nice, but I'm scared I'm going to go to the mountain, I'm going to die. So this is Pasuk Chaf. Lozak the Archaim HaKadosh. Hina ha'ir ha'zos. Right, the whole Lashon of the Pasuk is Hina ha'ir ha'zos Korovala Nus Shama. V'hi Mitzar, it's nearby. And it's Mitzar, which Rashi says means they don't have so many sins. Imoltan Hashem, I'll run away there. Halom Mitzar, Yudchi Nafshi, my soul will live. So Rashi, the Orachaim writes, Meman of Shach. Kashi Meman of Shach. Either way, it's fair. Im Nischai Vayir, if the city is Chayiv. So what difference did it make that it was close by? And if it wasn't Chayv, they can't destroy it anyway. So what is he? He's making a request. He's saying, yeah, let me run to Mitzar, to that nearby city, which is Mitzar, and then ultimately called Tzoar. So let me run there. One second. If the town is Chayv, then what's the Bakasha going to help? And if the town's not Chayiv, he doesn't have to make a request. They're not going to destroy it either way. They're not going to destroy it if it's not Chayiv. So that's the kasha of the Yerachaim HaKadosh. And the Yerachaim says that we have to see this, say this based on the Pshat and the Gemara and Shabbos Taf Yud. The Tzar was 51 years old, Stone was 52 years old. And Lot knew this and reasoned that Tzar's measure of guilt was not full, and therefore he said lo nishma sa'asa. He said their sa' hasn't been completed yet, they're not completely guilty. And we know a rule that kamen shenit rishus l'machshus l'hashchis, he's not mafchin ben tov l'ra. Once permission has been granted to execute judgment, it doesn't matter whether the measure of guilt is full. So Rechaim writes, Ki achshav lo nishlam asasa, Bainemas ki ishtana hadin bain kodim shenitam rishus lamechabel lacha shenitam. There's a difference between before rishus is given to the story and after. Shagam shadayin lo nishlam asa asa, even though they haven't, full measure of evil hasn't yet been done, afal pichain, keim and shenitam rishus lamashchis, ein laschus leimalet mehadin. Since rishus was given for destruction, then he has no schus. In other words, they weren't yet chayv and onesh, but there was rishus given for the mashchis lahashchis, and therefore it's up to the mashchis, ukafize adavar talu biyad mashchis, whether he wants to destroy or not. Lazenis chakim lot vishal adavar mimenu, and that's why Lot was clever, and he asked him, "Can I go there?" Akibel dvar avamar nasasi panecha. And he said, "Yeah, I'm gonna be look favorably upon you." That's why he had special permission for Tzara to be saved. So that's all legabei mashechal adi amalach hamashchit. So this is all regarding the overturning of the cities. But the gufris in Eish that come from Hashem and Hashemayim, that's not coming from the mashchis, from the malach, since Tzohar is not yet guilty, there's going to be no Eish and gufris even without the bakasha of Lot. And when he goes there quickly, he's going to be saved from the Eish and the gufris. And the whole nidon is the gabei afichas ha-malach. Because again, the Malach was given Rishus Lahashchis, and Mele he can be Mashchis even though they're not guilty yet. But he has Rishus, so he can do it. Right? He can get the good cities and the bad cities together. But Hashem isn't going to touch Zohar because they're not yet fully guilty. So I'm going to look favorably upon you, and I'm not going to overturn the city. And then he's going to be saved because of Maheri Malei Chama. If he goes quickly, he's going to be saved. Because the Malach has the right to destroy it. But he'll wait. He'll wait until Lot gets there. Until Lot gets to Tzohar. So it emerges then that when it says, Maheri Malecha Mikulo Chalasis Dabra Boa Hashama, Ikara Kavana, Shirak Anilo Chalasotava. So when he says to him, "Listen, rush there, because I can't do anything until you go there," it means I can't. Aval Mashi Yase Hashem isn't Tali Bibiyasu Shalot Litzor. And that's why Maheri Malet, that you should get out of here quickly, because you want to be saved from the gufris and the Aish. So again, the Malach agrees not to overturn Tzohar. So he'll be saved and sorry, he doesn't have to rush because of that. The reason he has to rush is because of the gufris of Eish. That's why he has to rush them. When he gets to Tzora, he'll be saved. As long as Mala Sasa. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, they say, "Hey, we can't do anything until you go." Like it says in Pasuk Chof Beis, "Maheri Malet Shama," run there. "Ki la'ucha lasis davar," I can't do anything at Boach Hashem until you go there. And Rashi says, that's the onus of the Malachim. They said, "We're going to destroy." And they said, "It's about us. We can do it. It's our power." And therefore they said, no, it's not an arishus. We're not able to do it. So that's mashma kol al yoda. When they said ki mashchisim anachnu, It's mashma that they have the power to do everything. And here they had to admit, what does it mean they have the power to do everything? Even the Esh and the Gafris, even the fire they're bringing down. And that it says here in this pasuk, ki lo'ucha lasos. In other words, rak ma she'alai mutav lo'ucha lasot. What's up to me, I can't do until you leave. Aval hasha'ar ken ya'aseh, ken ye'aseh, kevan she'eino talui bo. So here he's essentially admitting that it's not totally in him at all. He says, ki mashchisim anachnu, we're going to destroy. And I can't do anything until you leave. What do you mean I can't do anything until you leave? I can't do anything until you leave. And then when you leave, I can do. But what's not totally in me can happen right away. And that's why my hair him alait. That's the pasuk. Maheri malei shama, quickly run away, because that's not telling me. Ki lo chalasis davar ad boach hashama, I can't do anything until you go there. In other words, what's up to me, I can't do. And then afterwards, I can do. So that's all about me, when it's up to me. So lo chalasis davar, I can't do anything until you go there. So that you don't have to worry about. Just go and then I'll be able to do it. But at the beginning he says, Maheri Malaychem, but what, so why then do you have to rush? You know why you have to rush? You have to rush because of the Gufra's Vesh? You have to get away from the Gufra's Vesh that isn't tallying me. And that was essentially their punishment for saying, Kimashchisim Anachna. We're going to destroy. What do you mean we're going to destroy? It's not you, Bechlau. Maheri Malaychem, that's why he's telling him to, you have to rush. Because it's not up to me. The Gufra's Vesh is not up to me. And the lo uchalas is davar ad boach Hashem, but that is up to us. We're not going to do it until we are going to destroy. We're just going to only be able to do it after you leave. Until you go there. So that is up to us. But the punishment was that they had to admit the other part wasn't up to them, the gufris veish. That's min hashamayim. So the maheri malait is really against the mashchisim anachno. That's why Rashi says, Kelo Chalasos is their onesh. We can't do anything until you go there. That we can do, but the Maheri Malait we can't. Maheri Malait's Bechlan up to us. Meaning we have to rush because the Gufra's Vesh isn't up to us, and therefore you have to rush out of here. Because the Gufra's Vesh is in God's tent, so you better get moving.
בפסוק י"ט, הנה אינה מצא עבדך חן בעיניך, ותגדיל חסדך אשר עשית עמדי, לאחי יוסס נפשי, ואנוכי לא אוכל.
So it says there that your master found favor in your eyes, and you've done so much great chesed with me, gave me life, and I can't run to the mountain, because the evil will catch up to me and kill me. So you see in this pasuk two things. We see matzav zechachin beinecha, I found favor in your eyes. And we also see vatagdil chazdecha lahachios es nafshi, and you did a lot of chesed to be mechayim my nefesh. So you can see what the Malbim says, based on what we said, when the Malach says ki mashchisim anachnu, yesh mashmaut sheshnei haonashim, that when it says we're going to destroy, the mashmaut says that both punishments, meaning the fire and brimstone from the sky, which already started when Lot was going, and the haficha, which Lot was saved from when he left the cities, are going to be through them. Both of them are going to be through them. And that's why Lot said both things. He said, Matzasi chein beinecha, I wasn't harmed by the gufris veish. And also, and also, v'tagdil chazducha, asher sisimadi l'achios es nafshi, that you saved me from the overturning of the cities. That's a big chesed. even a bigger chesed than being saved from the fire, as hopefully we'll see at the end. And therefore, I'm asking for another chesed. You did the, I found favor in your eyes. You did this great chesed. So do me a favor. Let me go to the city, not to the mountain. The mountain, I'm just going to look bad if Ram's there. And therefore, he says, what's asked in the Likutei Anshei Shem, in the Chumash Rav Peninim, and what it says in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayom Rei Lav, Hinei Nasasi Fanecha Gam L'Dover Hazeh, L'Bilti Hofchi Yasir Asher Divarta, Shekivan Shekvar Amar Shenasa Panav L'Davar Zeh, V'day Asher Lo Yafoch Ha'ir. One second, if he already found favor, it says in the pasuk he found favor. So you're not going to overturn the city. So why does he have to say Labilti Hafki Asir Sher Dibarta? Or Hafki? Why does it say that but you shouldn't overturn the city? Pashut. If Nasasi Fanecha Gam Ladavar Azeh, that means you're not going to overturn the city. So why did the Bilti Hafki Asir Hafki Asir Sher Dibarta? The answer is that we're dealing with two things over here, right? We're dealing with the Gafri Zveish and we're dealing with the overturning the city. So he's telling him, there's only Nasias Lotus saying, the Malach is saying, yeah, you found favor in my eyes. For this, I'm not going to overturn the city. But he has to emphasize, L'vilti Gavsiyah Sher Dibarta, that I'm not going to overturn the city. That's how you found favor in my eyes, as far as that's concerned. But the Gafri Zveish, I have no control over. So Mela Meheri Melech Shama, get out of there quick. So since there are two things involved here, he had to say, I'm only in control of the Matsasi Fanecha. You found favor in my eyes is only not to overturn the city. And that's up to me. But the Gafri Zveish Mele Shamayim is in up to me, and therefore next Pasuk, Maheri Malait. Scram, get out of here quick. So that, sweet friends, is the second leg of this incredible journey. We still have a lot more to talk about. So, ich beit eich, as they say in Spanish. Shetisharu imi, bezrat Hashem. And we're going to see more in the fluffs. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. Really appreciate it. Shalom, shalom. Bezrat Hashem, v'inanam shalom.